yours to protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we hear about EB, Cork's first e-bike share scheme. It's an efficient, effective and environmentally friendly form of transport for people in Cork City. EB is the brainchild of Patrick Sheehan, a bicycle enthusiast and qualified e-bike mechanic who worked in financial services for 9 years, having qualified as a chartered accountant.
The core values of the company, which are, you know, sustainability, number one, innovation, number two, and transport. And I suppose the kind of objective of the company is to try and aid the transition of a city into a more sustainable place for people working and living there, essentially. And what offering people, I suppose, e-bikes as a substitute for cars is what the aim of the game is, essentially. Like, yeah.
Cork City Council recently released a report showing that 2/3 of people want to see a more sustainable city. So how does EB see itself fitting with the ideals being set out by the local authority?
Last year they did a local community and economic plan, and you know, they identified strengths and weaknesses of the city, and two of those weaknesses were, I suppose, related to public transport. There wasn't enough of it, and over-reliance on personal cars. So again, immediately we can fit in to help that. You know, transport-wise, we can provide the people within the city and the city suburbs their mode of transport from A to B. And at the same time as well, you know, this is the aim of the game, is to take people from their cars and onto bikes, and also people that, you know, maybe use an overcrowded bus that won't always arrive in time and stuff like that. I suppose that study is, there was a study from UCC that was commissioned by the Climate Action Unit. As you said, 2/3 of people want a more sustainable city. It was analysed that 1/3 of the city's emissions comes from road transport. So again, you know, that this is where cycling comes in, and, you know, it can act as a substitute to create a more sustainable city, essentially, yeah.
So how advanced is the overall business plan for EB in Cork?
Our operation at the moment is at a very kind of, I suppose you can nearly call it a minimum viable product stage, where we're operating in Cork City at the moment. Now we just have 20 bikes on the road. We've partnered with businesses, the Marina Market, the Black Market, Oriel House, the Kingsley Cork International Hotel, and Vienna Woods. So you can take the bikes and you can go for a cycle around Cork for the day if you like, or you can leave them in the city as well. Now, our ambition is to make use of all the public stands within the city, and that will lead to a more reliable service for people within Cork. So if we can use all the bike stands within the city, it's in pilot stage at the moment. The next iteration is hoping to partner with the council and using the public stands. What that will mean then, we'll scale up the number of bikes that we have in the city, which will give us the opportunity for people to use the bikes more reliable, know that there will be, say a bike on the corner of McCurtain Street every time they walk down, so they can take the bike from McCurtain Street out to the Western Road to the UCC, you know, be able to rely that one will be there. And you can only achieve that, I suppose, confidence in the public if you have an operation that's scaled up. And you need the operation, the only way you can scale up the operation is if you have access to the public stands.
So how does EB differ from other bike schemes that are in operation?
All the bikes that we have are electric at the moment. So, and each bike has a range with a full battery in favourable conditions between 80 and 100 kilometres. So there'll be very little fear that the battery will ever run out on you. And the app, the whole user process runs via the app, and the app tells you how much battery the bike will have left anyway. At the same time as well, as I said, we need access to the public stands. So the TFI bikes at the moment are all docked bikes, so they have to go into the TFI docking station, whereas ours has a security chain and a wheel immobiliser. So again, you can stop up at any, you know, bike stand or fixed structure, connect your lock to the bike and you can leave the bike there. Our aim is to complement the TFI bikes. So the TFI bikes are obviously subsidised by the government and offer a fantastic value for money. So we're offering a different service where we'll be in many more locations, will be electric, and we can go much further than the TFI bikes. But again, we're looking to complement the TFI bikes as opposed to directly compete with them. Again, they're subsidised anyway, so it'd be impossible to compete with them. Yeah.
To find out more about this venture, log on to eb.ie, or you can check out the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.